You've probably noticed that the price of eggs has gone up. That's partly because of an unusually bad avian flu virus that has hit poultry farms in Pennsylvania and around the country. These viruses infect birds and usually not people, so it's an animal disease for now, but it's a serious one. WHYY's Alan Yu looked into what people are doing to contain the virus, which is often transmitted from wild birds to farms.
Two baby pigeons with broken legs are recovering at the Philadelphia Metro Wildlife Center in Montgomery County.
The legs are healed now. Now we just have to get them old enough to fly off on their own.
But before they were allowed in the building, they had to be tested for avian flu.
So I take this test strip and just place it in the test tube. And then you wait 10 minutes and it has the results.
It's a swab test that works a little like a COVID-19 rapid test for humans. Every time someone brings in a wounded bird that could have avian flu, like ducks, geese, pigeons, and birds of prey, the team at the center tests it first. They've done around 300 tests this year, and so far none have been positive, says Executive Director Rick Schubert.
I would not take an animal and put it in a cage and say, let's quarantine it and see if it develops symptoms, because by then it's too late. It's now in around every other bird.
The test just tells you whether a bird has avian flu in general. But since last year, the U.S. has been dealing with a particularly deadly form of avian flu called highly pathogenic avian influenza. Some wildlife rehab centers have stopped taking in waterfowl altogether because they are especially likely to spread the virus and the centers cannot take the risk. Pennsylvania has not had an avian flu outbreak this serious since 2015. So far in this outbreak, more than 49 million birds across 46 states have either died from this deadly bird flu or been killed because they were exposed to infected birds.
We're running out of states that aren't affected.
Toxicologist and veterinarian Lisa Murphy runs one of the three labs in Pennsylvania that can do a more specialized lab test to see if an infected bird has the highly pathogenic form of avian flu. Her staff has been swamped with tests to run.
And it's not unusual for one of the laboratories to be receiving 100 or more samples per day that, again, is requiring that same day testing.
They streamlined their procedures to keep up with all the tests they need to do. The virus has affected millions of birds on farms in various counties in Pennsylvania. Mike Badger is a farmer and the executive director of the American Pastured Poultry Producers Association. He says having just one infected bird will mean that a farm will have to kill their entire flock.
The ramifications are devastating. That's one of the reasons why, you know, egg prices in a situation like this will be elevated for a couple of years, just because it just takes time to replenish those stocks.
The last time there was a serious outbreak like this, in 2015, it fizzled out in the summer when wild birds stopped gathering to breed or migrate, says Andrew DeSalvo, a wildlife veterinarian at the Pennsylvania Game Commission. But that has not happened this time. And he says while humans can prevent the disease from spreading in birds that we take care of, we cannot stop wild birds from flying around and mingling.
There's really no direct management strategy that we can take. We really are kind of at the mercy of these wild populations and the virus fizzling out within those wild populations.
He says it's yet another reminder that the lines often get blurred between the health of wild animals, the health of domestic animals, and our human lives. Alan Yu in Philadelphia.